simple conclusion that is to the stuff they've struggled with since they first started, society and how numb it can make you, and stuff like that, deep stuff like that. Before that, we heard The Fall, L.A., off This Nation's Saving Grace. My name's Ian, filling in for Alex on The Eddie Murphy Show every Thursday from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Anything you want to hear, just give me a call. The number is 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT. In a mere 15 minutes, I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see Boombox this Friday night at Awful Arthur's in Blacksburg, and doors open at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, I'm going to keep bringing you the funkiness. Got a request for some Pet Shop Boys. Opportunities, which was released 25 years ago. That's right, a quarter century ago today. So this is a pretty special day. And I'm going to feel bad if I can't find this one. But I'm looking around right now, and I don't see any Pet Shop Boys. But in case I can't find the Pet Shop Boys, I've got a CD by Electronic right here, which was a collaboration between one of the guys in the Pet Shop Boys and one of the guys in New Order. So hopefully that will suffice. In the meantime, I'm going to let you get your 80s on. This is China Crisis, only on WUVT. Tronic, Supergroup, Pet Shop Boys, plus New Order, plus the Smiths.
With a
CFCF from back in 2009. That was Big Love off their debut album, or his debut album. It's just one guy. It's called Continent. Paper Bag Records out of Canada, if I'm not mistaken. Before that, oh, I feel so bad that I couldn't fulfill that Pet Shop Boys request, but I thought that song was pretty cool. That was Reality by Electronic, which is a strange hybrid of the Smiths, New Order, and, of course, the Pet Shop Boys. Before that, China Crisis, Sweet Charity, and Adoration off Diary of a Hollow Horse from back in the 80s. WUVT supplying all of your cheesy 1980s needs. March 11, 2011, a 9.0 magnitude earthquake struck off Japan's northeastern shore, leaving, as of the 19th, 7,000 dead, 10,700 missing, and over 500,000 homeless. Wow. To learn more about helping the Red Cross support Japan during its time of need, go to www.redcross.org. You can text Red Cross 29099 to make a $10 donation, which will appear on your next phone bill. So I was at the store the other day, and they've got this clever, clever program going on. The change, like if you pay in cash, you can round your bill, the price of what you bought up to the next dollar, and the difference between what your bill actually was and the next dollar, like it might be, I don't know, 60 cents, 70 cents, 20 cents, whatever, it goes towards Japanese relief. Really clever. I worked at a department store for a long time, and we sold these like $1, $2 certificates, and they went all right, I guess, but I've got a feeling a campaign like that is going to go much, much better. So to whoever thought of that, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Okay, so as promised, we're going to give away some tickets to see Boombox this Friday night at Awful Arthur's in Blacksburg. But first, I feel obligated to inform you of the WUVT contest rules.
Solar Set Knock Contest Rules.
To be eligible to win a prize on
WUVT FM Blacksburg,
you must not have won anything in the past 14 days or any prize valued at $600 in the last 6 months. All prizes must be claimed in person within 10 business days of winning or prior expiration date, unless otherwise specified. All winners must be 18 years of age or older. By playing the contest, you have awarded
WUVT FM Blacksburg
the right to publicize your name, likeness, voice, and details of winning both through broadcast or other means of publicity. The person operating the telephone at
WUVT FM Blacksburg
has the final decision as to who is the winning caller.
Any prizes awarded to an ineligible listener will be deemed null and void, and an alternate eligible winner may be named. Ineligible winners include contest sponsors, subsidiaries, affiliated companies, and advertising and promotion agencies at any time during the applicable contesting period and the immediate family and other household members of such parties. To access these rules or for further information, please visit our website, www.wuvt.vt.edu.
You'll note that in the contest rules, it says that I have a certain amount of discretion in deciding who's the winner. And I'd like to ask anybody out there who has won concert tickets within the past 2 weeks to please not call in and give some other people a chance. If you call in, and I'm the person who handles the names here, so I know who you are. If you call in, I'm sorry, I won't be able to give you any tickets. But if you haven't won any tickets recently and you know the answer to our trivia question, please call in. It's 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT. And you're probably wondering, well, what is the trivia question? Well, I'm about to tell you. Okay, so for tickets to see Boombox this Friday night at 9 p.m. at Awful Arthur's in Blacksburg, here's the question. Okay, so the Beastie Boys' most famous album is Paul's Boutique. It's really famous because of the seamless amount of sampling that it possessed. And this was in a large part due to the production of the Dust Brothers. Now, the Dust Brothers have produced a lot of albums. In fact, they produced an album for Beck. If you can tell me the name of the album that they produced for Beck, congratulations. You and a friend are going to see Boombox this Friday night. Call in 540-231-9888. In the meantime, here's some brand new music from The Sounds, WUVT. T. Blacksburg, you just heard brand new music from The Sounds. That one was called Dance with the Devil. Title of the album is Something to Die For. And those tickets were to die for. And Shayna picked them up. Shayna correctly answered our question, which was, what album by Beck did the Dust Brothers produce? And the answer to the question was Odelay. Beastie Boys' most famous album was Paul's Boutique, and Beck's was Odelay, and maybe the Dust Brothers had something to do with both of those. Congratulations, Shayna. She just picked up two tickets to see Boombox this Friday night at 9 p.m. at All for Arthur's in Blacksburg. If you didn't win, don't be sad, because hopefully, I haven't got the logistics figured out, but I'm hoping to give away another pair of tickets tomorrow between noon and 5 p.m., so be listening up. Boombox in Blacksburg is brought to you by Third Eye Presents. Their website is www.thirdeyepresents.com. Up next, got some more new music for you. This is by a band called Win Win on Bice Records. The title of the track is Future Again, and it's a hot one. In fact, there's a lot of stuff hot on Bice Records, and I'm going to play another hot track on Bice Records after that. That's right, the new Ravenettes. We just got it in the mail about 2 hours ago, and I'm going to play it for you. You're going to be like the first person in the United States to hear this. In the universe. The universe.
the old Renaissance city. A kid named Sean Connery is let out onto the jet's wings, and with his arms out begins a free fall. Next, cries the buxom stewardess. Everyone is staring at me with their big brown eyes.
Thank you.
Bob Mould of Husker Du. He hates alternative rock. For that, a miniature Singer's Strut off the Ear of the Dragon compilation, a compilation of artists from the 1990s who are Japanese Americans. For that, we heard Bong Water out of the Strange and Surprising WUVT Recurrent Vinyl section. That was the B-side to You Don't Love Me Yet. It was called The Porpoise Song, and I gotta say, that outro was nothing short of beautiful. Before that, you heard brand new music, The Ravenettes, Forget That You're Young. Wow, the album has a the album's called Raven in the Grave, and it has a black and depressing cover, and that was a pretty depressing song. So I don't know, maybe they're doing the Royksopp thing and kind of getting down in the dumps. I think it's a good path for a band to take, just as long as they don't stay on it for too long, if you know what I mean. For that, we heard more music on Vice Records. Brand new music, dance music. Alex Simon, the jazz DJ who's going to go on after me, was dancing around, and it was kind of funny and kind of touching. That was Win-Win Future again. My name's Ian. I've got about, 12 minutes left. If you have any requests, the number's 540-231-WUVT. That's 540-231-9888. On my goth show, I'll only play goth stuff. That's Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. But on this show, I'm feeling pretty open-minded, to be honest with you. All right, WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10 drinks, if you're driving 100 miles or just 1 mile. Alcohol significantly impairs your motor coordination, meaning if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you could A, kill yourself, B, kill somebody else, or C, kill yourself and somebody else. So do yourself a favor. When you drive, make sure you have not consumed any alcohol. I think you're going to know this next one. Brand new music from The Curious Mystery. That one was called Up in the Morning. That's on K Records. Before that, Red Red Meat. I'm covering 10cc's I'm Not in Love. That's coming off the Star Power compilation from back in the day. Alex, who is on next with his experimental jazz show, Alex informed me that the guy from Red Red Meat is the same guy as the guy in Caliphone. So, little interesting rock and roll fact there for you. Caliphone, one of the better indie folkish bands out there right now. In fact, I might even say the best. And before Red Red Meat, we heard Bob Mould. That was I Hate Alternative Rock. This has been Ian filling in for the Eddie Murphy Show. You can catch Eddie Murphy back here next week, 3:30 to 5 p.m. And don't forget, next week, March 28th to April 3rd, is a Radiothon. We're going to have themed programming all week for the pleasure of your ears. And if you like, if you want to keep us on air, if you want to help support us, you can call in and donate. We've got some cool premiums this year. We got buttons. We got a trucker cap. We got the classic WUBT t-shirts. But hey, you know what? That's premiums aren't the reason you call in. The reason you call in is for the love. We love your love. And honestly, we love your money too, because it helps us stay on air and keep bringing you commercial-free independent radio. I'm going to shut up now because got some stuff going on after me. Weekly Woove, the news, Alex's experimental jazz show, which we all know and love. I'm going to leave you with something kind of exclusive, something kind of out there. Let me get the name of this one. This is coming off the Trouble Man mixtape compilation from way long ago. This track is by Blonde Redhead. It's called Father, and it is raw as it gets. See you around.